What's up? It's Ruby here with the BTN News Update for Monday, the 11th of March. First up, a big happy birthday to Canberra. It's Canberra Day, a time when we celebrate all the weird and wonderful things about our capital. Let's see, there's Parliament House, more than a few roundabouts, lime green fire trucks, and an obscene number of public holidays. 13 of them. Today is also a day when we remind ourselves why Canberra is even the capital in the first place. It all goes back to a feud between Sydney and Melbourne. They both wanted to be the capital, and so Canberra was built between the two of them as a compromise. Air crash investigators are trying to find out what caused a deadly plane crash in Ethiopia. Some people have raised suspicions because this crash is quite similar to another deadly accident that happened in Indonesia last year. That involved the same model of plane. Investigators reckon it's still way too early to know if there's any link between the two, but hopefully we'll know more before too long. World Records has officially recognised the world's oldest living person. Kana Tanaka is 116 years and 66 days old. Kana lives in a nursing home in Fukuoka in southwest Japan. And her secret diet for a long life is lollies and fizzy drinks, apparently. Guess I've been doing it all wrong. She's still got a while to go before she overtakes the oldest person who ever lived, though. That record is held by French woman Jean-Louise Calment, who lived until she was 122 years old, which is pretty crazy. And finally, one of the great things about Australia is how international our cuisine is. You can get food from anywhere. Teriyaki chicken, the way they serve it in Japan. Orange chicken, done in that authentic Chinese style. Or a big bowl of spaghetti bolognese, done just how the Italians like it. Well, sorry to burst your bubble, but if you served up these meals in any of the places they're supposedly from, you'd probably get some confused looks. Westerners have a habit of taking traditional food and making it, well, Western. Over in the Italian city of Bologna, the mayor is telling people to cut it out. He says that foreigners keep trying to order spag bol, thinking the city must be where that delicious meal comes from. But as the mayor is at pains to point out, spaghetti bolognese is not from Bologna. In fact, it's not a real Italian dish at all. He says he'd much prefer visitors to order some of the iconic foods that Bologna did in fact invent, like tagliatelle, tortellini, and one you definitely will have heard of, lasagna. And that is all the news I've got for you today. I'll catch you on BTN Newsbreak tonight, and I'll be back in your ears tomorrow. Bye.